Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
If you know who you are in Christ, when you're going through a cold era, when you're going through a winter season, when you're going through a dark season, a night season, when you're going through ceiling, bouncing your prayers back to you, when you're going through that kind of stuff in your life, is a time to know, I am seated above all of this stuff. I'm seated together with Christ in heavenly places. Ephesians 1:6 says, God has made us accepted to himself through the beloved, Jesus. But who raised the beloved? The Holy Spirit. Whew. Come on. Come on. When the power hits this church, we've seen it before, but it's going to come where things are going to look very strange to people who don't know and who are not acquainted with the Holy Spirit. When the power of God comes into you like it did in the upper room, you will say, they're drunk. That's what they said about the people in the book of Acts. They drunk, they've been drinking. And Peter stood up with a boldness that he never had before. Why? Because the Holy Spirit came on him. In Acts 4:29 and 30, they said, Lord, grant your servants that with a boldness we can speak your word. And by stretching forth a hand to heal, that signs and wonders would be done in the name of your holy child, Jesus. And the building was shook. The power of the Holy Ghost came. When they were in the upper room, the power of the Holy Ghost hit them and came upon them like cloven tongues of fire. They started to prophesy and dance and spin and fly around. I can just imagine. And there was such a mighty rushing wind, sounded like a tornado, that the people that were visiting Jerusalem for what was taking place then, the Passover, they came out in their thousands. How do I know it was thousands? Because Peter delivered a message and 3,000 were saved right there. Not all of them, but 3,000 of them. Why could he get up and deliver a message like that? Because the same power that raised Christ from the dead is the same power that dwelled in him and dwells in us. It's the same power that Jesus came out of the wilderness full of the Holy Spirit and power. Is the same power in Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, how God anointed you of Port St. Lucie, with the Holy Ghost and with power. And I go around thinking, you think I can get my headache fixed? We don't understand the power of God. And just to see what happened with my mother-in-law just gave me another glimpse. And to hear things, you know, I had a dream just the other day. I told my wife, I had a dream. And I dreamt that, why do you keep your sandals on wherever you're going? When you're at home doing nothing. Because I was brought up in South Africa bare feet. I mean, I did everything bare feet and climbing trees. That's why I look and sound like an ape sometimes, but anyway. But I was bare feet everywhere. I'm telling you, I could stand on thorns and stones. They didn't bother me then. Now I was like a little pansy. Really. But I woke up and I had a dream. And I thought, God, what are you trying to tell me? Anyway, I told my wife. I had a business meeting, and this woman was there, and she said to me, I said, wow, you're so healthy, and I mean, you're strong and healthy, and she's an older lady. Said, you know, what is it? She said, I walk everywhere bare feet. I had the dream that morning. She said, I go everywhere bare feet. I go out in my garden, I walk bare feet. I feel the curvature of the earth. I feel things. I experience God. Now, God just told me, why are you wearing sandals all the time? So guess what? Yesterday, you should have seen me on the golf course. Not playing golf, walking my dogs. And it had just rained. Oh, it felt so good. If I walked through the rain and the mud, you know, I walked through it all. And it was so beautiful. And then God said, yeah, I'm going to reward you. I've got pictures on my phone. Double rainbow. Over the course where I was, a double rainbow, like the queen, I'm the king. I'm a king's kid. You got it? I'm a king's kid. And I walked over and double rainbow. And I came home and my dogs were like, what's up with this dude? Yeah. God speaks to us in so many different ways. And we think we got it all together. And he's always trying to lead and he's always trying to guide us. He's always trying to better us. He's never trying to hurt us. He's trying to better us. He's trying to improve us. He's trying to bless us. And when you get corrected by somebody, is that a blessing from God or is it just no? No, you got to see things for what they are and you got to start listening for the Holy Spirit. And when that woman said to me, I walk bare feet everywhere and I just had this dream, I was like blown away. I just thought, oh God, you just, come on. Just come on. Come on. And you're going to give your testimony at the end of the month how you got healed. From a dream. From a dream, she got healed. Or was it hip replacement? She got healed. She woke up healed. Yeah, in a dream. You're going to hear about it. It's exciting, man. God's amazing. Now, the other thing about the Holy Spirit, so we see he has a will. He knows the Father intimately. Everyone say, he knows the Father intimately. He knows him better than anybody else. Now watch here. 1 Corinthians 2:10. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. The deep things of God. We look up at him and think, who are you? He knows. He knows who he is. He knows. He knew what was going to go down. And had the Holy Spirit not revealed to us, we'd still be in our sin. For by grace are you saved through faith and not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, lest we forget. Amen. So he knows God better than any person, any place, and he reveals the mysteries of God to us. We're not in the dark. That's why I don't like it, and you've said it, and I've said it, but I don't like the saying, God works in mysterious ways. No, he doesn't. He works in godly ways. Because mysterious means I can never even understand it. What about the Holy Spirit revealing the mysteries? Stop saying he works in mysterious ways. When you get a blessing like I got that, I want to say, that's a mysterious way. I'm just saying, God, you're amazing. Rather say, what an amazing God than a mysterious God. He's hiding. He's not going to show me everything. You know how some people say, you know, I've taught you everything I know. Well, almost everything. Right? They don't want you to know too much in case you get better than them. You know what I'm talking about? With God, he's not withholding anything from his children. He says, you are a joint heir together with Christ Jesus. And everything that God has belongs to Jesus. And everything that Jesus belongs to you and me. Amen. Come on. Amen. Woo. This is going to get deep one of these days. We're going to be bouncing around from wall to wall. Verse 11. Now watch here. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? In other words, you don't know. No one knows you as well as you know you. As well as your spirit knows you. Right? Is that correct? Now watch what he says here. For what man knows the things of man except the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit. Everyone say the Spirit of God. He knows it all. He knows everything about God the Father. Oh, I can feel you starting to receive. I'm feeling it right now. I'm telling you, I just felt the anointing shift in this room. I'm telling you right now, something's coming. Woo-hoo. Amen. Oh, my God. So what he's saying is nobody knows you as your spirit knows you. And likewise, nobody knows God as the Holy Spirit knows God. Now watch out. Here's the kicker. Verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world. We had it. Then you got saved, right? Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God. Now watch here, that we might know. Everyone say that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. The Holy Spirit reveals everything you don't know. And there's a lot, boy, there's a lot, you know, you don't know. A lot of us say, well, I've got a doctorate and I've got a degree. Well, I look at them and say, well, a degree means small. You got a degree, it's that small. There's a whole lot more, right? We don't know zip. Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. You won't know anything. The Holy Spirit knows the deep things of God the Father. He knows. Not only does he know, but he reveals them to us. All right, last one I'm going to give you. Who wants to be free from sin? That's good, quite a few of you. Who wants to be free from addictions and fear and doubt? How about sickness? Okay, there you go. There you go. We all want to be free from that. The Holy Spirit is freedom. Write it down. The Holy Spirit is freedom or liberty. Liberty and freedom, you can switch around, correct? Watch here. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 17. Most of you know this. If you don't, here it is. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. There is liberty. The Lord is that Spirit. He's reiterating that the Holy Spirit is God. And wherever He is, the Holy Spirit, there is freedom. Freedom from sin, freedom from sickness, freedom from fear, freedom from no money, freedom from everything. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. Without the Spirit of the Lord, there is no freedom. See, you got free from death by the Holy Spirit coming to reside in you. That's why it says in Romans 8, 14 and 15, he says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. For you've not been given a spirit of death again unto fear, but you're given a spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Holy Spirit took us and formed us as children into the kingdom of God. Praise God. You cannot be free apart from the Holy Spirit. No spirit, no salvation. No spirit, no illumination. No spirit, dead. All of us. Because Jesus wouldn't have been raised. So only with the Holy Spirit there's freedom. Look what Jesus says in Luke. I love this. In Luke 4, verse 18, look what he says here. The Spirit of the Lord is where? Upon me, Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power upon him. He came out of the kingdom of wilderness with the Holy Spirit and power. How is this going to happen, says Mary? The Holy Spirit will overshadow you with power of the Holy Spirit. My God, the Holy Spirit, do you see him in everything of your life? Every day of your life, he's the one walking with you. He's the one talking with you. He's the one saying, don't do it. He's the one saying, do it. He's the one saying, turn that one over and buy that one. Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Remember, he's the Spirit of freedom. Without the Holy Spirit, there's no freedom. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Why? Because he, the Holy Spirit, has anointed me. Ooh. You see, the anointing comes with the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh my God. He has anointed me to preach the good news or the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty or freedom to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty or freedom to those who are oppressed or downtrodden and beat up and sick and miserable and broke and divorced and harmed and all kinds of stuff. He has come and come upon me so I can get freedom for you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
The Church of the Holy Spirit in Palm City, Florida invites you to join us in prayer for revival and tune into this station every Sunday at 5:30 a.m. and p.m. for Glorious Day, a program of spiritual edification and encouragement led by our co-pastors.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York.